Fred Film Radio interview.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio, Benedicte Pro. I have the pleasure to cover the 20th Marrakesh Film Festival for you. And today we're meeting with Willem Dafoe, who's part of the In Conversation section. Hello, Willem.
Hello, how are you?
Well, let's start with your latest, Yorgos Lanthimos' Poor Things, which won the just won the Golden Lion in Venice in September. How did you put yourself in the mind of Baxter, your character? Because this film is a visual feast and it's all coming from his mind.
There was so much help there because the world was so complete. When I'd walk around my house, there was such detail. And I'm an actor that likes to stay on the set. I don't go to a trailer. I like to hang out. I watch other people work and just to hang out. It's more relaxing. You're able to enter the story a little bit better. There were so many things to play with, so many things that told me how to be. And even though I didn't literally invent them, they're invented by the art department. They're invented by Yorgos. They're invented by other people. I'm living with them, so they become mine. So they help to articulate the world. And then, of course, the makeup is a beautiful mask that really, you know, you sit in a chair for many hours and you see yourself go away and you see someone else emerge. And whenever that happens, it always helps a great deal with the pretending, because you don't look like yourself. You don't feel like yourself. You got to be someone else. And you jump on that. You jump on that opportunity.
I was going to ask, how much did you spend in makeup?
I don't like to talk about it because I don't like people to think about that when they're watching the movie. And also, actors like to brag about all the pain they go through to do things, but it's a good job. I didn't mind. It's a while. And you can't sleep or anything. So, and sometimes you have very early, you're called to work way before everyone else because you've got that preparation time.
You've had a very special connection with several great directors throughout your career. You followed them throughout several films, collaborated many times. Is it because you want to continue on the journey with them and keep discovering also things about them?
You know, not only when you work with someone and it's an enjoyable experience, or you feel like they get you or you get them, or you just like what they do and you want to be part of their work. So there's a pleasure to, not only having the security of a shorthand, because so much in film is just finding a kind of trust and a kind of language and a kind of call and response that's fruitful. If you have that once, it's a little easier to return to it. There's also that thing that you love to be, I love to be part of someone's vocabulary. And they're invested in you, so they give you different things to do. So they aren't trading on a persona that you've created, because you're a fluid thing for them, because you're part of their work. I mean, I always liken to it, you're a color in their palette, And you got to show up and be there to be that color. Otherwise, it'll be a different color, So it's a way to enter their iconography, I guess, or their language, their vocabulary. And if they're a director you admire, it's great.
Speaking of Venice, there was also Olmos Schnabel's film, Pitch Up Days.
Yes.
How is it to work with the son of someone you've worked with so much?
It was good because Olmo was, basically a production assistant on his father's film, At Eternity's Gate, where I played Van Gogh. So Olmo was around a lot, but, he's doing very simple things. I saw how he worked, and I liked him, and I got to know him personally. And then when he started, working on this project, he spoke to me very early and said, I'd love you to be in it. And I said, just talk to me when you're ready. And, I just like how he approached things. And also he really speaks for people that aren't of my experience, a New York of another generation. So that was attractive. And besides, I like him, and I saw him develop. And it's always good to work with young directors, because sometimes you know, there's a level of corruption with success and also a level of fatigue with directors that have been around for a while that young people don't have. They may be not as skilled. They may have, they may not be as skilled, as confident. There's lots of negative things, but they have this energy and this kind of hope, you know. Some directors knew better days in the film industry where it was more fun and easier, you know. And you hear that sometimes. And for me, I'm like a kid. I don't feel that way. So it's exciting to work with that kind of energy of a younger person.
Do you work in a different way with a younger director?
You know, it depends on the director. But I will say, obviously, because you're seen as the old hand and they're seen as the new person, you know, the balance can be messed up. I don't like, an actor can't have too much power over a director. Otherwise, I just don't think that's a good working relationship. So you do try to help them, but you also try to fold in. You try to, once again, become material for them. And yes, you have some experience, but you don't wear it, and you gotta lay back. You gotta let them do their thing. And you help the only way, the best way that you can, and that is by your performance, by, you know, if something doesn't feel right, you try to correct it, but you correct it in your terms, you know, by being the actor that's working on the scene. So that's a delicate balance. I mean, because sometimes they can give you too much respect. And then you're like, forget it, I'm just another actor, you know. Don't think I'm going to carry this. I'm here to be with you, and we're going to make this together.
When I see your name attached to a film, I know it's going to be provocative, daring, new, innovative. It's amusing that someone recently asked you a question about Speed 2.
Speed 2 is a movie that people often tease me about. You know, it's up there with Body of Evidence, you know. Actually, some places appreciate these movies, but some places they don't. And they often give me a hard time about that movie, Speed 2, because Speed 1 was very organic and worked very well. Speed 2 was a much bigger production, and it didn't really, at least in the U.S., did not perform. The chemistry was wrong. But on the other hand, I'll be in some place like India, and they'll say, Speed 2, I love this movie, you know? So I don't judge. But listen, I'm happy when people enjoy movies. What can I say? I don't, you know, they say that expression, an old expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You know, when it's good, I'll take it. When it's bad, I'll survive it.
Yesterday at the opening gala ceremony in Marrakesh, you were the person who presented the tribute prize given to Mads Mikkelsen, and you quoted him saying that as an actor, you have to have an interest in people in general. Is this something you also share?
Yeah, I think someone told me he said that, and I thought that was interesting. So I included that in my little speech to express how he's a curious person. And I think curiosity is very important for an actor. So I think that's what I was trying to express when I credited Max with Matt saying that.
Thank you so much, Willem.
Thank you.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.